We welcome you to Eagles 360 here at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro, Joe DiCamera, and it's the Eagles and the New York Jets. Jets on Sunday. Another unbeaten team for the Philadelphia Eagles. Joe, I got to ask you, I mean, wins over Cleveland and, of course, on Monday night over Indianapolis. Yeah. How for real are the Jets?
Well, you know, they look good, Dave, obviously. They look really good, especially when you consider the defense and what they did to Andrew Luck and the, you know, the upfront pressure they were able to get and Darrell Revis back in the secondary. But I don't think the Jets are for real. I mean, I've seen enough of football through the years to know that, you know, when you have Ryan Fitzpatrick as your quarterback, in my opinion, that's not a winning formula. So they're off to a nice start. Cleveland's not that impressive a win. The win over the Colts is, I think, because I think the Colts should be pretty good, although it looks like they're sliding back. I'll be surprised at the end of the day, at the end of this year, if the Jets are still standing.
Well, we shall see. They are 2-0. They've played absolutely lights-out defense. They've run the ball effectively. Fitzpatrick has been good at managing the offense, and when you've got Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker as your primary pass targets, it's a pretty good formula.
Yeah, and they look, they've put together a better squad than they had. I mean, I'll certainly give them credit for that. I just think that Fitzpatrick, we've seen football these years. You got to have a quarterback. Now, can Fitzpatrick do some stuff? He can do some stuff. Is he going to be the man to lead them to the playoffs? I don't think so. So I think this is an opportunity for the Eagles, but of course they got to play better to, you know, in order to get it done.
Yeah, the Jets are playing terrific football. The Eagles looking for a victory. So those two forces collide on Sunday at MetLife Stadium. The Eagles on the practice field on this Wednesday. Let's get you caught up with the very latest on the Philadelphia Eagles. Our Eagles 360 update with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. As the Eagles look to turn around their 0-2 start, they will face another tough test on Sunday as they travel to the Meadowlands to face the New York Jets and a very talented Jets defense. Today, head coach Chip Kelly spoke about exactly what it is about that Jets defensive unit that will make them such a tough task.
I think they're sound at every level, Sal. You know, they've got an outstanding secondary, you know, with Cromartie and Revis and Gilchrist, and have really good playmakers at every level. But the one thing that stands out with them as a whole defensively is just the turnovers that they've created. They've created 10, doing a great job of taking the ball away, whether it's from strip fumbles or interceptions. It's a combination of all of them. So, you know, they kind of are all playing in sync, and they're doing a really good job. But they're talented at all three levels on the defensive side of the ball.
The Jets' defense has created 10 turnovers in the first two games, so Sam Bradford and Zach Ertz know that holding on to the ball will be one of the keys to the game for the Eagles on Sunday.
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge, you know, number one is protecting the football. You know, they've done a great job in their first two games of taking the football away, you know, with 10 takeaways. You know, I think they've had 5 in each game. You know, it's hard to win a game when you turn the ball over 5 times. So, you know, we've got to do a great job, you know, securing the ball. You know, I think, you know, we've got to try to get the run game going. You know, they've got, you know, a tough defense. It's going to be tough to run. But if we can stay balanced, I think that gives us our best shot.
Yeah, they have 10 turnovers through the first two games. So, obviously, ball security is going to be a huge thing for us. I mean, the offense just has to get rolling, and turnovers is the last thing that we need to occur to us right now. But we just need to get the offense going as a whole.
As for today's injury update, Kelly mentioned that linebackers Michael Kendricks and Kiko Alonso both did not practice here at the NovaCare Complex today, as Kendricks is dealing with a hamstring injury and Alonso has a sprained knee, which is still in the evaluation process. Another injury note is that running back DeMarco Murray was limited in today's practice after suffering a hamstring injury. And whether or not Murray is able to get into the lineup or not on Sunday, the Eagles are confident that they'll be able to run the ball.
I mean, he's the leader of this team, honestly. He's probably the biggest leader on this team. A lot of guys look to him for that leadership role.
DeMarco's a great player, but I think that we have also got two other great backs that are going to be able to get the job done. Bottom line is, whoever is carrying the ball behind us, we have to do a better job of front blocking and everything like that. And as long as we can take care of the line of scrimmage and do what we need to do, we'll make it in the right.
To check out the entire injury report, as well as hear from Jets head coach Todd Bowles and cornerback Darrell Revis, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks so much, Alex. Chip Kelly meeting the media. Joe, your thoughts on Chip and what he needs to do to get this thing on track?
Well, that's a big question. I mean, I think it starts with the players have to play better. I really do believe that. I mean, obviously up front, the guy's got to block better. Schematically, there's a lot of questions whether Chip needs to change some stuff up. I mean, that's a profound issue, Dave, whether he's going to or not. My guess is he probably won't, and if he doesn't, players got to play better.
Yeah, and I don't think there'll be, I agree with you, there won't be any dramatic changes here for the Eagles in the middle of this 2015 season. We'll hear from Chip Kelly, an exclusive one-on-one interview in studio in just a bit. We'll take a trip around the NFC East. It is a wide-open division. But next up on Eagles 360, Chris McPherson, a little cover two.
With Xfinity, stream your recordings anywhere or download them to your smartphone or tablet to watch when you're offline.
Oh, now that would be nice.
Let's take it on the train.
Awesome.
Or on a plane.
This will work in a plane.
You can even watch on the moon.
Call or click today.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
You step to Philly?
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Route 124.
Route 23.
I step to Philly. The 17 to training.
Jenkintown.
To her house.
His house.
To Betsy's house.
City Hall.
FTC. Delco.
Media. To work.
To school.
To the mall.
Abuelas.
Broad Street.
To the game.
I step to Philly.
Anywhere.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
A wave of game day excitement is rolling into Dunkin'. Taste the new Tailgater Breakfast Sandwich stacked with smoked sausage, fire-roasted peppers, and onions. America runs on Dunkin'.
We are back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera. Time now for Chris McPherson to take the spotlight away from us, sadly. He's with Josh Pownell and with Brandon Lee Galton. Josh from Birds 24/7. Brandon Lee from BleedingGreenNation.com. We spoke to them a bit earlier, talking Eagles and their thoughts on an 0-2 football team absolutely desperate for a victory on Sunday.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Let's delve right into the action. We want to review why the Eagles are 0-2 at this point and look ahead to a big game this Sunday against the New York Jets. And help me do so, I welcome in Josh Pownell from Birds 24/7 and Brandon Lee Galton from Bleeding Green Nation. Gentlemen, and Josh, I'll start with you on this one. What is the biggest surprise of the 0-2 start in your estimation?
Well, to me, the surprise isn't just the offensive line as a whole struggling, but it's Jason Kelce specifically, because there were question marks coming into the year with Alan Barber at left guard and Andrew Gardner at right guard. You knew there might be some chemistry or communication issues, especially in the beginning, but Kelce, he hasn't had a strong first two games, particularly against Dallas in the run, and he's a guy who has been one of the best centers in the NFL, Pro Bowler last year, so to me, his struggle so far has been the biggest.
Hey, Josh,
surprise.
Offensive line. Brandon, what about you?
Really, offense as a whole. You know, Josh talked about Jason Kelce, but even Jason Peters kind of not top form. You know, obviously the guards are a little bit of a concern. Running backs maybe not seeing the hole all the time. Wide receivers dropping passes. Sam Bradford not looking his sharpest. It's really just a culmination of all the issues on offense together. That's really a surprise for me.
All right, Brandon, as a follow-up, a bigger red flag in your estimation, is it the performance of Sam Bradford through two games, or the rushing attack that was much ballyhooed with the three-headed monster not able to get on track early on?
I would say the rushing attack easily, because I think everything is built around the rushing attack in this offense, especially. I think the running game really makes or breaks this Eagles team, and the fact that they haven't been able to get going on the ground, only 70 yards and 33 carries so far, definitely a big concern.
Josh, agree or disagree?
I completely agree with that. And the big thing for me is it's not just the running game is the foundation of the offense, but I think the passing attack is just easier to fix. I mean, some of the issues, the timing issues, the wide receivers, you know, running the wrong routes, that type of stuff is easier to fix than the offensive line just not blocking well. And DeMarco Murray, Ryan Matthews, Darren Sproles don't really have huge holes to run through, so that's definitely the biggest concern.
All right, let's flip over to the defensive side of the football. Struggled, obviously, against Atlanta, allowing Julio Jones to let loose. Much better performance against Dallas. Is that a silver lining in your estimation that the defense was able to step up and take charge here?
Yeah, that was, I mean, one of the biggest surprises of Sunday's game. The defense, especially the defensive line, they made the Cowboys offensive line that rightfully gets a lot of praise look almost average. Benny Logan, Fletcher Cox, Cedric Thornton had a really good game. Even when the Cowboys ran unbalanced formations and put two tight ends to the same side to run the ball, they weren't able to get movement, and that allowed the linebackers to scrape over and make the tackle because the defensive line just consumed the blocks.
Brandon, do you think that the defense is going to have to kind of carry things here a little bit as the offense
gels and kind of gets its feet wet.
Absolutely. I think, you know, you look at this offense and they're even struggling to get a first down right now. I think the defense has to pick up the slack, and they did against Dallas. And I think, you know, I've been really impressed with the safety play. You look at Malcolm Jenkins, that's a guy who's really stepped up here. Had a couple of those dropped interceptions in week one, but he's in position in coverage, and he's making good tackles, especially near the line of scrimmage. I've been really impressed with him.
All right, this Sunday, the Eagles take on the New York Jets, and you figured when the schedule first came out, this would be an easy win. Jets are 2-0 after dominating the Indianapolis Colts on Monday Night Football. Brandon, do you think the Eagles can get their season back on track against a team that's proving better thus far than to be what was expected?
It's going to be a tough challenge because the Jets do look good. I think, you know, it all comes back to that running game. If they get that running game going, yeah, they have a chance. But, you know, until I see it, it's going to be hard to believe.
Josh, what do you think? Eagles, Jets, do you think the Eagles can get in the win column for the first time this season?
I don't think so. It's going to be really tough against that Jets defense. I anticipate the Eagles defense having another good game against Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Jets offense, but I just don't think the Eagles will be able to get the run game going, as has been the case the last 2 weeks.
Certainly a very tough run. Leonard Williams, Muhammad Wilkerson, definitely going to be a matchup to watch up front. And it seems like Ryan Fitzpatrick, a quarterback, the Eagles face him every year. Last year it was the Texans, this year it's with the Jets. But that's going to do it for this edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. For Brandon Lee Gouten and Josh Bunnell, I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you very much for joining us. Make sure you stay tuned for more right here on Eagles 360.
Thanks so much, guys. You know, Joe, you hear it all over town. Everybody's just searching for answers. Yeah. The Eagles trying to figure things out. It just takes one win to turn it around.
Yeah, one win can get them in, especially when you consider this division, which we'll be talking about. And in a situation where clearly there's opportunity. Eagles got to get back in it, though. Just got to play better football if they can. They can get back in this. The injury to Tony Romo does create really possibilities, Dave.
Yes, so we will, as Joe says, take a look around the NFC East, where the Cowboys are undefeated, the Eagles and Giants searching for their first win, the Redskins talking about winning the NFC East. Say it ain't so. And that's the situation in this division. Giants and the Redskins play tomorrow night. We've got a lot of that coming up, along with Chip Kelly one-on-one, when we return to Eagles 360.
Brooke Montgomery.
I never go anywhere without my Bobapedic.
John Hill. No Bobapedic.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apple, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
I got tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I even know these are real tickets?
Yeah, you know, you just touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I gotta make profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
Love the Eagles? Play the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. It's time now to talk about the NFC East picture. Dave Spadaro, Joe DiCamera. And what a strange picture it is in the NFC East with the injuries in Dallas, the Eagles and the Giants 0-2, and the Redskins feeling pretty good about themselves with a 1-1 record. Joe, the question for you is, how many wins will it take to win this NFC East?
Not sure, but I think it could be as low as 8, Dave. I really do believe that. 9 might be the more reasonable number, but I think there's opportunity here still for the Eagles at 0-2, obviously. I mean, if they get back in the season, start winning some games, they can be fine. Got to win games. But even if the Eagles continue to struggle for a bit as they sort this out, the division is just not tough. And Dallas has a very hard schedule coming up. I mean, look at this schedule for Dallas here, Dave. So Dallas, the next couple of weeks, you're talking games home versus Atlanta, at New Orleans. Now, New Orleans, Drew Brees, not, it doesn't seem like what it had been all those years. That's in the Dome, though. Home versus the Patriots. the bye week for Dallas week 6 at the Giants. Then they play home versus Seattle. They get Cam Chancellor back. And home versus the Eagles week 9. So there's many opportunities for the Eagles to get back in this division.
And the Cowboys doing it without, of course, Tony Romo for the next 2 months. Dez Bryant for many weeks to come. He's out, obviously, with that broken foot. But the Cowboys doing it, Joe, with a combination of defense and an offense that's been balanced, opportunistic, good special teams. I really don't count out the Cowboys at all. They are the team to beat in this division. They showed on Sunday without Randy Gregory, without Greg Hardy, who will be coming back in a couple of weeks, without Rolando McClain, without Orlando Scandrick, that the defense still plays physical, fast, fundamentally sound football. The Cowboys sitting atop the division at 2-0 with a game against the Atlanta Falcons this Sunday. They've just made the trade for Matt Cassel as veteran quarterback insurance behind Brandon Whedon. So that is your Dallas Cowboys picture. Big one on Thursday night. The Redskins play the Giants.
Yeah, I think from an Eagles perspective, I guess you're rooting for the Giants, I think. You know, try to bring them both back to 1-2 and create an opportunity. This is a team here with Washington that's starting to feel pretty good, but, man, their quarterback situation is still rough. I find it hard to believe that they're going to be a good team. They might win the division because the division's weak, but I don't think the Washington Redskins are any tough foe.
They play very good defense. They've run the football really well. They've got a couple of running backs here, Alfred Morris and Jones, the rookie Matt Jones, who had a big game against the Rams on Sunday. Minus DeSean Jackson, they're not making plays down the field, but they are playing defensive-oriented football. That's a formula, whether you think it's sexy or not. It's been pretty effective for the Redskins. They stayed in the game the first week against Miami and then, of course, the big win on Sunday against the Rams. Not a bad team there. And then the Giants have probably looked as good as they can look until the fourth quarter, where they've lost two double-digit leads.
Yeah, they got to get it together.
Still a very, very explosive offense with the New York Football Giants. So there we go. Chip Kelly, Eagles head coach, stops in the studio next. Our exclusive one-on-one coming up on Eagles 360.
This fall at Dunkin' Donuts, get lost in pumpkin. Pick up your favorite pumpkin-flavored beverages and baked treats like the new Pumpkin Cheesecake Square while they're still here. America runs on Dunkin'.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
Huh, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Well, did you know that playing cards with Kenny Rogers gets old pretty fast?
You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. What? You get it.
No. I get the gist, yeah.
Okay. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
My Jennings Power Reclining Sofa or Power Reclining Console Love Seat, only $6.99 each.
Recline with the touch of a button. Supreme support with Bob-O-Pedic Memory Foam Seating.
Your choice, only $6.99 each. Only at My Bob's Discount Furniture.
We welcome you to our exclusive one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly. The Eagles on Sunday up at MetLife Stadium against the New York Jets, 2-0 this year after their impressive win on Monday night in Indianapolis. And, Coach, you know Todd Bowles and what he's done defensively. What kind of defensive scheme does he run? What does he do characteristically there?
Well, you know, they're obviously creating turnovers. They've got 10 in two games now in the first two games of the season. They've got talent there. They did a real good job in the offseason. They picked up Darrell Revis is back. Cromartie is there. You know, they have two real solid corners, probably the two best corner combination in the league. They had a high draft pick in Leonard Williams to go along with Muhammad Wilkerson. Dave Harris at linebacker is one of the top 10 in the league. And they have two really good outside linebackers in Calvin Pace and Quentin Couple. So they've got a real good, talented group on that side of the ball. They're very active. They bring a lot of pressure. They blitz about 50% of the time. And they come from all different angles. And secondary blitzes, linebacker blitzes. So, you know, you really got to be prepared when you play these guys.
Is the 50% a high number of blitzes relative to the rest of the league percentage-wise?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's one out of every two snaps someone's blitzing. So, you know, a lot, most people are down in the 20s or below. But, you know, so they're one of the higher teams in the league. And in what happens in the blitzes, can you hold up in coverage? But I think when they have guys like Revis and Cromartie, they feel like they can, and they have so far in the first two games.
They had the makings of a good defensive line. They added to it, as you said, in the draft. What do you see from that front?
Physical, big. You know, both Wilkerson and Williams are 300-pounders. They have a nose guard that's 347 pounds, you know, when they play in their base defense. So they're big and physical inside. They're big at outside linebacker and couples and pace also. So it's a big physical defensive front that's got some skill behind it.
And not a lot of teams have had success here through two games. Have you seen any sort of...
No, and against Cleveland and against Indianapolis on the Monday night game, they did a really good job of pressuring the quarterbacks and creating turnovers, and that's what you know, Todd's defenses are known for.
Revis and Cromartie and Skrine, do you expect? I mean, have they shown in two games up-in-your-face kind of defensive front?
Yeah, they play every look, so it's not like they're dialed into one thing, but they can play press and they can play off. They're skilled in both versions of coverage.
What is Revis? What makes him such a great player?
He's obviously a tremendous athlete, but I think he's just such an intelligent player. You know, he really understands route combinations. He understands route stems, so he knows when the receiver's going to break. He knows which way he's going to break. I think he's just one of the better cornerbacks ever playing this game.
On the offensive side, Ryan Fitzpatrick has done a nice job moving the football, being mm-hmm. the veteran, kind of managing things. What have you seen from him?
Well, he's got experience. Chan Gailey is their offensive coordinator, and Ryan played for him when Chan was the head coach of the Bills. So got a ton of experience in Chan's offense. They do a lot of empty, they're in a lot of no-back looks, you know, get the defense to kind of declare what they're going to do. And then you just got a real smart, heady competitor in Fitzy that can determine what coverages you're in, where the blitzes are coming from, set the protections the right way. And he's also tough. He'll stand in there and he'll take a shot and can get the ball off. So I think usually when you have a new staff, you know, you're saying, well, it's going to take a little while for them to kind of get going. But I think because Fitzy has so much experience with Chan in Buffalo, you know, it's like he's been in the system for a while now. So I think that's what's really helped him on the offensive side of the ball. And he's got a couple really good receivers in Decker and Marshall that he can throw the ball too.
And Fitzpatrick, if I remember correctly, in Houston, a better athlete than I thought he was. He kind of moves around.
Yeah,
back there.
I mean, he can move around. He's not a slow-footed guy by any means. So, you know, he can pick up some first downs by if you're in coverage and doing a really good job of plastering your man in coverage. You know, he can beat you with his feet. So you got to be aware of him both throwing the ball and running the ball.
What are the strengths of Brandon Marshall?
Just a one of the bigger, more physical receivers in this league. That's the first thing that sticks out when you play him. We played him against Chicago a couple of years ago here. He looks like a power forward on the basketball team. But he can catch it. He's got great range. He's got really good speed for a big guy. And he creates some matchup problems just because he's so tall and long.
Chip, on Sunday, Jordan Hicks had a chance to play extended reps for the first time defensively in mm-hmm. the regular season. What did you see from him? What kind of growth have you seen?
He did a really nice job. You know, there's a maturity to Jordan. He doesn't act like a rookie, so to speak. He was not wide-eyed. You know, whether it's a good play or a bad play, he doesn't let that last play affect him on the next play. He's always ready to dial in and play the next snap. And I think we were really happy with how we played on Sunday against the Cowboys. And you know, we were excited when we got a chance to draft him. He's a three-down linebacker. He can play in the pass game. He's also a good, solid, tough guy on first and second down. So he played really well for us in the extended playing time that he got against the Cowboys.
Other rookies, Nelson and Eric, can you talk about the progress that they've made?
Yeah, they're all doing a nice job. They've all been kind of contributing in different manners. Nelly had a couple catches on some underneath stuff. Morgan getting a lot over the top. But he did a nice job of catching some of the crossing routes going. And then Eric's doing a really good job, really contributing a ton on special teams right now as we build them and develop them into the secondary.
And Chip, for the defense, Benny Logan seems to be standing out every game. Great effort, great productivity. He's come such a long way, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, I don't think he's come a long way. I think he's been a really good player for us since he's been here. He's what we're looking for in a nose guard. He's very active. He's very strong. He can hold up at the point of attack, but he's also athletic enough to play as an inside pass rusher in our nickel combinations. And really what you're looking for, an ideal interior defensive lineman in this league.
Chip Kelly, thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
With Xfinity, stream your recordings anywhere or download them to your smartphone or tablet to watch when you're offline.
Oh, now that would be nice.
Let's take it on the train.
Awesome. Or on a plane.
This will work in a plane.
You can even watch on the moon.
Call or click today.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day, and we actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apple, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
I got tickets, Metro tickets. You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I even know these are real tickets?
Yeah, you know, you just touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I gotta make profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
Stop by your McDonald's for the summer break menu. Choose from a delicious double cheeseburger, Filet-O-Fish, six-piece chicken McNuggets or a snack wrap, plus a small fry. For just $2.50, and bring brighter days to your summer. Only at McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it. Just get a win. That's the mantra here at the NovaCare Complex this week. This is Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Joe DiCamera. Tomorrow, we've got Eric Allen behind enemy lines. He's with the New York Jets, not the other Eric Allen that we love so much. And Glenn Macnow, my host, with his bold predictions for week three. So, Joe, how do the Eagles beat the Jets on Sunday?
Got to execute better, Dave. Have to execute better. I mean, that's a given. You know, it starts up front. It starts with the blocking. It starts with the schemes of how Chip's going to, you know, attack this on the offensive end. Sam Bradford's got to be better. Receiver's got to get open more. I don't blame DeMarco Murray one bit for not having many rushing yards yet. He hasn't been able to go anywhere. Block better for him. You can get it going. Defensively, Byron Maxwell, want to see him play better for sure. Get after the quarterback, and you know, when you face the Jets, I think there's opportunity. If you get this win, you can get going with the season. If you don't, 0-3 really would be tough.
It comes down to basics, right?
Sure.
The fundamentals of football must be better for the Eagles on Sunday against the Jets. Joe DiCamera, thanks so much for joining us. He joins Chris McPherson on Sunday for the kickoff show here. That begins at 12:30 on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. For Joe, I'm Dave. We thank you for joining us. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.